蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎来到蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。在今天的节目当中，我们继续来分享百年葛培里这一个主题的节目。在之前的节目当中呢，查尔斯跟我们提到过，当葛培里成为名满世界的布道家之后呢，他就有机会跟各国的领袖见面，并且跟他们传讲福音。坦白说呢，在这个世界上来说，信仰跟政治有的时候这个关系是挺奇特的，既不是对立，又不能紧密的联合。基督徒们都知道，我们的基督信仰呢，我们的心思意念都是放在天国上的，放在神的身上的。而政治呢，当然就是更切实的是在这个世上的事了。所以葛培里在这样子的一个环境当中，他怎么去平衡与政治与国家领袖之间的关系呢？我想这个是神给他特别的一个智慧。那当然在过去的经历当中，他也在全球很多的国家都传讲基督的福音。特别是当他去到莫斯科的时候呢，在那个地方他立志想要传讲福音给别人。而在那个年代呢，东欧并不是特别平安的一个地方，可以说当时呢，大家都是处在人人自危的状态当中。而他作为一个西方国家的布道家，他要去到那个地方去传福音给别人，一方面是民众对他的接受程度，另外一方面更要考虑的就是这个国家本身所处的现状呢，可能就充满了不确定的因素。而葛培里在这个过程当中究竟是怎么样去经历的呢？他又是怎么得到那个勇气、那个胆量，能够去到这里呢，向别人去传扬耶稣基督的福音呢？这都是我们需要去思想、去学习的。在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯就特别的跟我们分享到葛培里去到莫斯科等几个城市传福音的一些经历。
In 1959, Billy Graham first visited Moscow as a tourist.
1959年，葛培里第一次到莫斯科旅游。
He visited Lenin Stadium and prayed that one day the Lord would allow him to preach in Moscow and elsewhere in Eastern Europe. The Lord opened that curtain.
他参观了列宁体育馆，并且祷告说，希望有一天神能让他到莫斯科和东欧其他地方传福音。后来，神开了路。
Billy preached a gospel message from scripture that still rings true today. Repent and believe. Salvation alone. Only Jesus saves.
葛培里所传的福音忠于圣经，信息内容历久弥新，就是要悔改和相信，唯独救恩，唯独耶稣能拯救人。
Why was Billy allowed to visit and preach all over the Soviet Union? Let's listen to a couple of minutes from the documentary called God's Ambassador.The answer to some of these questions begins with the words of Billy's son, Franklin.
为什么葛培里能够访问前苏联，并且可以在他境内各处讲道呢？我们来听一部纪录片的片段，他的儿子葛福林在片段一开始说出了答案。
He doesn't touch on politics. He doesn't say that communism is a failure. He doesn't say that communism is wrong. My father was there to preach and to proclaim the gospel. People said, well, the majority of the people in the meetings were KGB people. And my father said, great, they need to hear the gospel.
他不谈政治，他没说共产党不对或不好。我父亲到那里只是传讲福音。有人跟他说，那些听众里面大部分都是 KGB 的特工。我父亲说，太好了，他们也需要听福音。
His death on the cross, which was celebrated a few moments ago, where he shed his blood.
不久以前，我们刚纪念过耶稣的死，他在十字架上为了我们而流血。 In September of 1984, Graham was invited to conduct a four-city, 12-day preaching mission that included Leningrad, Tallinn, Moscow, and Novosibirsk.
1984年9月，葛培里受到邀请，主领四个城市12天的布道会，所到之处包括列宁格勒、塔林、莫斯科和新西伯利亚。
Love one another.
Armastage.
That's the big commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and all thy soul, and your neighbor as yourself.
要彼此相爱，这是大诫命。你们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
With Graham's success in his two different trips to Russia, a door was opened for invitations to other Eastern Bloc countries, and he and the team were quick to respond. First, between his two Russian visits, he went to East Germany, where he spoke from Martin Luther's pulpit in the city church of Wittenberg, the birthplace of the Reformation, and Czechoslovakia, where their small churches drew overflow crowds. Then, after Graham's second visit to Russia, an invitation came from Romania.
葛培里到俄罗斯的两趟布道旅程都很成功，很快就有东欧国家的邀请。他和团队也很快响应，在这两趟旅程之间，他去了一趟东德，在威登堡城市教会讲道，那里正是马丁路德讲道的地方，是宗教改革的发源地。他也去了捷克斯洛伐克，人群把小小的教堂挤了个水泄不通。葛培里完成了俄罗斯的第二趟布道旅程之后，罗马尼亚也邀请他去。
My father was there, with his Bible every time above his head, and when he would hold it up, the people would shout the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我父亲每次都会把圣经高举过头，当他举起圣经的时候，那些人就会高喊主耶稣基督。
In 1988, the country of Hungary was approached by the Church of Hungary asking for permission to allow an invitation unitedly to be given to Billy Graham to come. And the government, which was communist, allowed it. When we got to Hungary, the president invited our leadership to his office, and he said, the Church of Hungary has asked us to allow them to unitedly invite Billy Graham to come and hold a crusade. He then said, we are in trouble morally, ethically, and spiritually, and we need your help. Whatever you do in North America, do it here. Never ask if it's legal. I'll take care of that part.
1988年的时候，匈牙利众教会向政府请求，允许他们联名邀请葛培里前去布道。政府批准了。当我们到达匈牙利，总统邀请我们团队的领袖到他的办公室说，匈牙利众教会请求我们允许他们联名邀请葛培里来主理布道会。我们在道德上、伦理上、灵性上都有很多问题，我们需要你们的帮助。你在北美怎么做，在这里也照样做，其他的我负责。
Christ did his part on the cross.
Krisztus megtette magáit a kereszten.
God did his part in raising him from the dead.
Isten megtette magáit azzal, hogy föltámasztotta őt a halálból.
Now you must do your part by receiving him. I'm going to ask you to get up out of your seat from all over the stadium.
Arra foglak kérni benneteket, hogy álljatok föl a ti ülőhelyeitekről az egész stádiumban mindenfelé.
And come and stand in front of this podium.
基督在十字架上完成了他的部分，神也完成了他的部分，就是使基督从死里复活。现在你的部分就是要接受基督。愿意的人，请你们离开座位，不管在体育场的哪一个角落，请你走下来，站到讲台前面来。
And when the invitation was given, they literally ran, ran across the field like they were running to God Himself. It was just an amazing thing. You have to realize that these people had not had freedom.Spiritual freedom for 44 years.
当这个邀请发出之后，他们跑着，真的是跑着，穿过体育场， 就像是要跑向神自己那样。这真是太奇妙了。
Open wide for all my sin. I obey the Spirit's word.
I obey the Spirit's wooing. When he said, "Wilt thou be clean?"
Well, as you just heard, Billy Graham was invited to preach in the former Soviet Union in 1984. He eventually preached 50 different times on that trip all across Russia. But Billy wasn't sure. On the night before he had to make the decision, he stayed up late reading the Bible. He read the passage 1 Corinthians 9, 20 and 21, and he wrote these words in his autobiography called Just As I Am.
你刚才听到了。 1984年，葛培里被邀请到前苏联讲道，结果他在苏联境内各地讲了50场道。 但是在他必须决定是否接受邀请的前一天晚上，他仍然犹豫不决。读圣经读到很晚，他读到了哥林多前书第九章20和21节，在他的自传《照我本相》书里说到了他当时的感受。
Those words kept spinning over and over in my mind before I fell asleep. During the night, I woke with these words clearly in my mind. They seemed to be God's direct answer to my quandary. When morning came, I told Ruth that I had settled peace about going.
在我睡觉前，那些话一直萦回在我脑海，挥之不去。半夜我醒来，那些话仍然清晰地在我脑海浮现，似乎是神在解答我心中的困惑与犹豫。第二天早上，我告诉妻子路德说，我已经有平安，我要去。
1 Corinthians 9:19-23 Though I am free and belong to no one, I've made myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. 1 Corinthians 9.
哥林多前书九章19-13节是这么说的，我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。像犹太人，我就做犹太人，为要得犹太人。像律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人，为要得律法以下的人。像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，为要得没有律法的人。其实我在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下。像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人。像什么人，我就做什么人。无论如何，总要救这些人。凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
Who is the person who could bring peace in such a dangerous and precarious political and military moment?Presidents and prime ministers can't do that. Billy Graham couldn't do that. Only the Spirit of the living God, through the gospel, could open hearts and bring peace in the old Soviet Union.
在那个政治与军事各方面都很紧张危险的时代，是谁带来了平安？总统们与首相们做不到，戈培里做不到，只有永生神的圣灵能够通过福音为前苏联的人心带去了平安。
What was the message he preached continually for those 50 sermons?
戈培里那50场布道信息在说什么呢？
First of all, a slave for all. Paul, we just heard this in 1 Corinthians 9, was free in Christ, but he would put himself in danger and even bondage for the sake of the gospel, under house arrest in Rome, even circumcising Timothy for the sake of the gospel. Jesus became a slave so that we could be free.
首先，做众人的仆人。刚才我们所听到的《哥林多前书》第九章，保罗说到他自己在基督里是自由的，但为了福音的缘故，他愿意置身于危险甚至捆绑之中，包括被软禁在罗马，以及为了福音的缘故为提摩太行割礼。耶稣为我们成为奴仆，好让我们能够得自由。
Second, weak for all.Paul was made fun of in Corinth because his letters are strong, but his speech was weak. He surrendered things that could have given him personal glory, just like Jesus did, so that others could be saved.
第二，为众人的缘故成为软弱。保罗在哥林多受到嘲笑，说他写信的字句强悍，但见面说话却柔弱无力。他其实是效法基督。将各样可能荣耀自己的事物放下，好让别人可以得救。
And third, a savior for all. At the end of the day, everyone, in Cold War Russia, and wherever this broadcast is being heard today, we just need one person, Jesus. Paul didn't preach himself. Billy Graham didn't preach himself. Both of them gave themselves away for the sake of one person, Jesus. And that's what we must do as well.
第三，众人的救助。在每个人生命的最后，不管在冷战时的苏联，或是在今天任何地方听到这个节目的任何人，我们都只需要一个人物，那就是耶稣。保罗不是在宣扬他自己，葛培里不是在宣扬他自己，他们都只为了一个人物而放下自己，他们都是为了耶稣。你跟我同样也需要这么做。
That was the continuous message he preached, and thousands found Christ as Lord and Savior.
这就是葛培里连续传讲的信息，有成千上万的人因此得到了耶稣基督，成为他们的救主和生命的主。培里跟保罗，他们所传讲的都只有一个人，那就是耶稣。所传讲的重点也只有一个，就是耶稣为我们死。我想，亲爱的朋友，我们需要明白这一点。无论你是不是基督徒，你都需要明白这一点。假如你是基督徒，你可能因为惧怕地狱的刑罚，你信了耶稣，你接受了福音。但是，亲爱的朋友，我们能够认识神，我们能够接受福音，并不是因为我们自己做了什么决定，而是因为耶稣基督为我们钉死在十字架上，以至于我们才能够有机会重新来到神的面前。
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall.Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown.
马丁路德说，因信称义。我们要再说，我们是因信称义。如果我们不相信，我们的信仰，我们的生命根本都不值得一提。如果我们不相信耶稣基督为我们所做所成就的，那我们不算是一个真正的跟随耶稣的人。所以亲爱的朋友，也许你还没有认识耶稣，也许你对基督信仰还抱着怀疑的态度，甚至是抵挡的态度，但是我还是要说，耶稣基督在2000多年前他钉在十字架上，他走向十字架的时候，他的心中所想的只有一件事，那就是担当我们的罪。可能你也会说，我有什么罪呢？当然，我想这个答案只有我们自己知道，或许是只有我们自己一个人独处，好好的来思想自己生命的时候才会知道。借着今天的节目呢，真诚的邀请朋友，你能够来到神的面前，能够来到这位为我们死、担当我们刑罚的耶稣基督的面前。让我们好好的看看十字架，思想耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做的。欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想，或者是你在信仰方面的疑惑。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966，122短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。